Joining us now in studio is Penny Hillman, the Executive Director of the Northfield Area United Way. Penny, good morning.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Good to be here.
We were talking just before you came on the air here. It's you just passed up 1 year anniversary of being the Executive Director.
Last week of May, I came on last year, and so I've been through one whole cycle of this process now, and that feels so great.
Yeah. Now comes the easy part?
Is that right. Now it's all clockwork.
It is nice getting through that whole calendar year, though, to get that behind you. So best of luck to you in a year or two. Well, let's talk about, first of all, the Northfield Area United Way and year number one, 2017 and 18. How has that gone for you?
Yeah, well, we set a slightly increased campaign goal for our 2017 campaign. And sometimes our campaign years get a little confusing to people because people think of it as a fall thing only or whatever. But anyway,
sure.
our year runs sort of fall through the following spring. So we completed our 2017 campaign. Actually, that campaign year still has 3.5 weeks to go on it.
Okay.
We are 99.9% of the way to our slightly increased goal of $390,000 raised in this community. Isn't that amazing? There are some various little things that trickle in from like out of state corporations where people have designated to us. So we're pretty confident that we're going to hit that $390,000 goal for the year, which feels great.
Wonderful.
I didn't necessarily expect that, but we sure were aiming for it. And so that meant that we can, continue to support local agencies that we have, many of whom we've funded for a number of years that are doing such great work in our community that help take care of everyone here. You know, our main focus for the agency funding is in the areas of education, health, and basic needs or financial stability, so that, food on the table and clothes on the back and then making sure kids are healthy and supported and all of that.
Boy, that's getting 100% of that goal. That's an impressive thing. Congratulations to you and also the board. What a good job done by the United Way board.
Yeah, well, great. Thank you so much. And it's really gratifying, and it's one of the things that really has impressed me coming into this position is what strong support there is in this community for the United Way. I think people understand that it's the one place that you can make a single donation that's going to do good across the community in a really well-vetted way. We do the research, we review the grant applications, we do financial review on the applications so that the donors can know that their money is being well spent and taking care of the folks around us.
Yeah, I've been on the board. I've been the different focus groups that help form to where to guide where that money is gone. It is ultimately up to the board, it's an important role that people within the community play.
That's right. Yeah, and you guys helped us get out the word about that opportunity this year, and we had some new panelists helping to play that role of bringing a diverse group of people from the community to look at these applications and consider their merits and consider the needs and also consider that always, no matter how well we've done in our campaign, people are asking for way more than we have available to allocate, which is the hard part. And
for your average citizen, that's pretty eye-opening. A lot of people don't realize the extent in which the United Way and the city, the partner organizations, there are so many of them, and they do so many good things. You'd like to fully fund as much of it as you can.
My gosh. Yeah.
Not quite possible, but the United Way does go a long way for the recipients, the partner organizations in their funding, and it takes care of a lot of needs here in Northfield.
Yeah, that's right. From, the larger agencies that are, dealing with thousands of people and that we're supporting at a very high level to, maybe much smaller organizations mm-hmm. that are doing, you know, something really special and, you know, in a smaller way, and then we can identify them and help them out too.
Yeah, some of yeah. those grants are very large, some of them are very small,
right.
but they're all very important. Can we talk about some of the partner organizations that
yeah,
you that you team up with? Basic Needs you had, that's the, that is kind of the biggest chunk of it.
That's right.
And
yeah.
I know the CAC mm-hmm. is gets a lot of that for all the
Community
work they
Action
do.
Center.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are our largest funded agency, and you know what the breadth of what they do across the community. Again, they're just dealing with thousands of people, helping to make sure they're fed and housed and get through periods of, you know, financial crisis and get connected with resources. Yep.
But some of the other organizations in that basic needs category, Hope Center, Roots House, Northfield Union of Youth, all real good organizations that have fill a specific roles within the community.
That's right. Yeah, with you know, Hope Center and Ruth's House in particular, you know, dealing with you know, women and children that have mm-hmm. been victims of domestic violence. And you know, in that category, actually, Union of Youth is kind of new in that category mm-hmm. for us, because we, you know, you may think of them, you know, they're the organization behind the key, and we think of them as, you know, supporting youth and maybe, you know, sort of an educational support role. They are moving. You know, there is more homeless youth. You know, that's an issue in our community that I think is really invisible, and they are really moving into that space to try and help connect kids, you know, that are maybe just have a really unsteady home life, and helping to make sure that, you know, if they're couch surfing, you know, mm-hmm. Just moving into that space. I know they've been able to hire a social worker, you know, that's not connected with the county, so sort of independent, can really help mm-hmm. Those kids one-on-one.
Well, you're right about that. That's really kind of an invisible thing, but if you go back through time, even, you know, I think of my youth, knowing some people that had some issues with their home situation, and looking, you know, got to get out. There's times where you got to get out, whether it's for a day or a week or
whatever.
Right. How long, yeah. Move on into education, because that's a nice chunk of money that was awarded to a number of real cool projects as well.
Right. Yeah, that's you know, one of the big areas there is the prime time after uh-huh. school and summer program for kids that are at risk of not reaching educational benchmarks, you know,
yep.
So we want to make sure that kids that maybe don't have as enriched a home educational situation with books at home, or uh-huh. you know, parents that have a lot of time to spend you know, boosting those pre-literacy skills, etc., you know, that they've really got great programs for them,
mm-hmm.
and that's helping to make a difference. You know, we're really working, we align our educational funding and agencies with the benchmarks of Northfield Promise, which again is that collective impact project across the community to help many organizations be working towards kids meeting certain educational and emotional health benchmarks.
Yeah. You know, if you look at the programs from Camp Friends to Prime Time, Project Able, Project Friendship, Serving Minnesota's Reading Corps program, and also a Torch. Those,
yeah.
boy, that's a lot of kids involved
right,
in
right,
all
from
those
the
programs.
Whole age spectrum,
yeah.
and then you can add to that also, it's not an agency funded thing, but another thing that the United Way mm-hmm. takes a leadership role in here is that Imagination Library, the Dolly Parton program sends a book a month to kids from 0 to 5. So, you know, you think obviously a newborn isn't, you know, sitting on the lap, you know, turning the pages, but, you know, they're getting used to, you know, there's books in the homes, they get used to the sound of the voice, the rhythm of the language, you
mm-hmm.
know, they see which direction a page turns. All of these things, you know, make such a difference. And,
yeah.
You know, so we're really proud
yep.
to support that program as well.
And also health is the other major one. A lot of over $53,000 rewarded are passed out in grants for health programs. And those health programs are about as diverse as the education is, too. A wide swath of the population is helped out by that.
Right, right. And Health Finders mm-hmm. Collaborative is one of the major ones there. But, yeah, again, just trying to make sure, you know, when people There's, you know, chemical health in the high school and things like that. You know, just trying to make sure that all these pieces are in place so that if people are struggling, there's help available and, you know, guidance to help them live a healthier life in, mm-hmm. in the way that makes sense for them. And, you know, I think we all benefit from that. You know, if people feel good, they can work and they can earn money sure. and all these things. So be more self-supportive and...
Yeah, and some of the programs involved there, from SEMCAC Senior Dining to Health Finders, Youth Sports Collaborative, Student Support Services with the school district, the Exchange Club, Northfield Healthy Community Initiative, of course. Yeah. A lot of programs benefit from the generosity of the community through the Northfield Area United Way.
Right. And, you know, the community really is so generous, and some of our, you know, local businesses support us in a very big way with their workplace campaigns, and that's the traditional model of the United Way. You might think of those mm-hmm. workplace campaigns. But we have really strong support of, you know, just people in the community, residents who aren't necessarily working somewhere that has a United Way campaign, but feel it's a really important part of their giving. Every year is that, you know, just kind of making sure they're doing something to make sure that across the community needs are being met.
And, mm-hmm. And also, the money you give, it goes directly to the programs of the United Way. You know, United Way has corporate sponsors that can take care of the administration and everything, but the people are the ones that give the money.
Right. So, yeah, I just, again, I can't say enough about, you know, I'm just so thrilled that, you know, people are as generous as they are and that they understand the importance of this. And I think, again, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but, you know, it's really what makes the United Way stand out is that ability. You know, we're positioned to kind of see what the needs are across the community, and then people can make that one gift mm-hmm. and know that it's going across.
And if people would like to see how to donate, if they would like to see if you have any like volunteer opportunities or anything, where can they get more information about the United Way?
They can go to northfieldunitedway.org, and we'd love to see them there. And we're also we're interested in people who might be interested in serving on our board too. So if you have some you know, background in some of the local needs, or you're good with money, or, you know, a whole variety of skills, we'd love to have you contact us, and, you know, we can chat with you about board opportunities.
All right. Benny, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate it.
It's the Northfield Area United Way Executive Director, Penny Hilleman.